I am so glad that you all are here today. It is a good and joyful thing to be here on this most special and holy day of our church calendar year. One of the most wonderful aspects of this service each year is the proclamation that is made, "Alleluia, Christ is risen," and the response, which is, "The Lord is risen indeed, alleluia." That is good. The exchange is a liturgically necessary give and give back. Do you know that if I open the service by saying, "Alleluia, the Lord is risen," and there was no response, that the service would end at that moment? So let's try it one more time. "Alleluia, Christ is risen."
"The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah."
Thank you. We've missed that A word during Lent. We've missed the celebratory way in which we live most of the time of our liturgical year. As our bishop said last Sunday at Camp McDowell, we are not at our best during Lent. And he's probably right, but we need Lent so that we can remember our many shortcomings and focus on our many blessings. We need Lent before Easter so that we can walk through and engage in the journey that brings us to Easter Day. In our church tradition, we have the tracking of days and of seasons. We track how life moves through its progression from season to season. We tend to be an orderly and predictable sort, appreciating the tried and true, the staid and the predictable. But then we encounter Easter, the most unpredictable, the farthest thing from tried and true. Some of us have no way to encounter that which cannot be proven. Some of us demand proof. Yet some of us find truth in the midst of that which is not scientifically proven. The event of Easter, the resurrection of Christ from the dead, is not an event that can be or ever will be scientifically proven. The acceptance of the reality or validity of this event is strictly a matter of faith. And if we dare to believe this unbelievable event, then we realize that we are blessed beyond measure. This year, it seems especially true that all creation has been with us through Lent and Holy Week. On Friday, it was cool and dreary, perfect weather for Good Friday. Then yesterday, on and off, the sun shone and the temperature increased a little. The wind blew the new leaves on the trees, and there was an air of movement. Holy Saturday always has an odd feel for me. Holy Saturday, more than any other day of the year, has a liminal feel. There's an air of everything being not quite right. It's not quite Easter, but it's not Good Friday either. It's the one day of the year that Christ is not present. But since we know the rest of the story, since we know that this day of resurrection will occur once again, we are not in total despair. We are waiting and watching through Holy Saturday. On that day, we're almost there, but not quite yet. And we know that we will awaken to a whole new experience of the resurrection, and we too will be made new with Christ, not by anything that we've done, not in any way by our own doing are we raised to new life with Christ, but by his glorious resurrecting love. On this day, we are given a new start. And it feels that way, doesn't it? The sky is a new shade of blue, the trees new bright green. The rains of the weeks of Lent didn't drown creation, but gave the flowers and the trees and the shrubs just what they needed to blossom in glory for this wonderful morning. And it does feel that way. I hope you feel new today. I hope the world just seems a little different to you today. that you know in your heart that all that has gone before is just that, gone. And that you know that today you have been given a whole new start. Just as the rains washed around the pollen, washed away the pollen that covered the entire landscape in the previous weeks, Christ's death and resurrection have washed away our sins. On this day, we will not have confession. On this one day, through Christ's glorious resurrection, from his victory over death, we are made clean. In a parish where I served as the associate rector, we did not have confession throughout the whole season of Easter. I found I can't make it 40 days without sinning, so we will bring back confession next week. But not today. Not this day of newness, of new life. Recently, a friend told me about an interchange with someone who was not a Christian, who did not even know our story. My friend and her family were at Cracker Barrel after church, and she had on her palm cross from the service last Sunday. The waitress asked her about it, and she was given the opportunity to tell this young woman about Palm Sunday, Holy Week, and Easter, and invite her to join us here today. I was awed by this event, as was she. We unfortunately assume that everyone knows our story, the story once referred to as the greatest story ever told. Probably for much of our lives, everyone around us did know the story of Christ, but that is no longer true. There are folks here in Anniston who've probably heard of Jesus, but are not familiar with the story of his life, his death, and his resurrection. That's evidenced by the fact that if you were in Target to look for Easter cards this year, you found that there was a section designated religious. This was a very small section of the entire aisle of Easter cards with sentiments about bunnies and eggs and chocolate. I'm certainly not opposed to bunnies and eggs and chocolate. I think God likes the fact that we have fun on Easter. But Easter, by definition, is a religious celebration. Just as Christmas starts this part of our story, Easter, the resurrection of Christ, gives it the joy-filled climax that we have today. I hope you are filled with joy this Easter. I hope that you feel the love of Christ that makes the whole creation clean and new and bursting with opportunity. I hope that you come across someone who needs to know that same joy, needs to feel that same love. And I hope that you will share that joy and share that love. The world outside these doors needs Christ's joy and love now more than ever. Share this joy. Share this love. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Y'all do want to continue, right?